Oasis Audio presents Preemptive Love by Jeremy Courtney, read for you by the author. To Jessica, Emma, and Micah, that you would be perfected in love, free from fear. With thanks to our Remedy Mission partners at Living Light International, the International Children's Heart Foundation, and Four Hearts and Souls. You healed the hearts of our children, not just physically, but also spiritually. You created for their relatives the true happiness which has become so hard to get nowadays. And you healed the reputation of your country and your people. That is how you uncovered the bright truth of who you really are. When you come back, you will find the gates of our hearts are already open to you, as are the gates of our holy city. Caveat emptor. One of the old literary canards holds that all memoir is fiction. I suspect most of those who say this are unmarried. There's always more truth than that which can be ascertained in real time. My honest intention is to make sense of how it all felt to me, while living through it, and how it feels now, living in its afterglow, and moving into new oddities. Where there's discrepancy, I've likely made composite sketches or somehow noted my uncertainty. Names, ages, places, and other identifying details may or may not have been changed at any point to protect those who did not sign up to be in my book. Because let's face it, the great lure of this story rests largely in the fact that Iraq is a scary, dangerous place, and too many identifying details can land the very people I love in danger. Can you trust me and my version of this real-life story? Absolutely. Every word of this is exactly as I experienced it then and experience it today. Let's call this an entirely reliable, factually true-to-life, imaginative memoir of sorts. At times, great memoirs can seem like fiction. Our story here might actually be...